with Victory News.
It's 4 o'clock. This is Tricia Ingrams with Victory News. The Navy frigate Achilles, damaged in a collision with a tanker in the Channel early today, is heading for Portsmouth. Six crew members were slightly hurt in the collision. Chris Ryder takes up the story.
It's believed that deteriorating weather has forced the ship to give up the idea of reaching her home port of Plymouth. She's due in Portsmouth at 6:30 this evening, and a tug will stand by in case she needs helping into harbour. The last reported position of the Achilles was 10 miles off Newhaven in Sussex, and she was making 8 knots. Her bows are badly buckled, and water is reported to be seeping into 3 compartments in the forward end. It's not yet clear whether the Achilles will be repaired in Portsmouth Dockyard, or whether further efforts will be made to take her to Plymouth. Chris Ryder, Victory News.
Kent Coast Guard say the oil slick caused by the collision is drifting towards the beaches. This latest report from Julian Mannion, who's on the scene.
It has now broken up into several long streaks. One that's been spotted is about a mile or a mile and a half in length. They're drifting about 8 miles offshore, almost exactly opposite Dover Harbour. There are sandbanks in that area, and that may mean that only the smaller anti-pollution boats will be fully effective. The men coordinating this operation say the battle is far from over. At the moment, the slick is not moving towards the shore. It's just drifting gently with the tide. But a strong southeasterly wind could sweep it back towards the beaches. Julian Mannion for IRN at the Oil Pollution Unit at Dover Harbour.
The judge in the Romeo murder trial at Winchester this afternoon told the jury that the rife sexual affairs of men and women involved in the case were not regarded by the law as relevant in the case. He told the jury of 9 men and 3 women, "In the course of this case, you've heard evidence about a section of our society where adultery and sexual license seems to be rife. The law does not take note of such conduct as that between adult persons in their private life. The fact of the immorality in connection with some of the people in this case is not part of the proof of guilt." The judge will continue summing up tomorrow. The old established boat-building firm of Camper Nicholson today unveiled their latest model, a 70-foot luxury yacht they hope will be the flagship of a new export drive. At £250,000, that's with your own colour scheme and decor, the Gosport firm has already sold one and has tentative orders for more. As Peter Nicholson explained, the home market for luxury yachts has been badly hit by the recent VAT increase, so they've had to look to the export market.
This particular boat is the 70-footer, is a product for the very top end of the market. The rationale behind this boat is a little bit different, and I don't think you'd ever say there was a substantial market in the UK for a 70-footer costing over £200,000. That hasn't existed for a number of years. Now, what's happened here is that over the last 2 or 3 years, and of course partly triggered off by the oil crisis and the greatly increased cost of fuel, we've noticed a tendency for yachtsmen who've previously, or who have been experienced owners generally of biggish motor yachts, to begin to look for big sailing boats. And as none of these have been built, or very few have been built in the last 20 or 30 years, most of the big yachts have been motor yachts, a gap seemed to be appearing in the market. And I'm glad to say that since we made the decision, which of course is a couple of years ago now, to go for a boat of this size, interest seems to have increased, and I'm very hopeful that we'll sell a number of them all over the world.
Support from the St. Petrel community's search for a new home comes this afternoon from the Students' Union at Portsmouth Polytechnic. At an emergency meeting this afternoon, they pledged to actively support the campaign to find new, suitable premises for the St. Petrel community and to send a union officer to the funeral of John Murta, who died only hours after the closure of St. Petrel's last weekend. The Students' Union declared that St. Petrel's was a vital part of the fight against homelessness in the city, and that without St. Petrox open this winter, otherwise avoidable deaths through hypothermia and so on could occur. Beetles which can eat into lead have been discovered by workmen restoring the roof of the 100-year-old Roman Catholic Cathedral at Arundel. Today, the cathedral administrator, Canon John Grant, said that the beetles seem to be a variety of very tough death watch beetle. He said they'd made holes in the strips of lead which are laid along the tiled edge of the cathedral's roof. Last year, workmen found a giant longhorn beetle in the same roof. A report out today says 9 out of 10 boys in London have been involved in crime by the time they leave school. Researchers from the London School of Economics say their studies show many schoolboys in the capital are hardened criminals. Research team leader Dr. William Belson says he's sure the figures apply to other cities in the country and things, he says, are looking bad for the future. Finally, the British Mail is under attack today for wearing suits that are dirty and smelly. The Clothing Manufacturers Federation says the average man spends only 15 pence a week on cleaning his clothes, which quickly decline into an appalling state. The Federation blames wives and girlfriends, saying they're so intoxicated with their liberation, they cannot see the pathetic figures their menfolk have become.
Hmm. Thank you. Well, it's going to be a dry afternoon with more cloud later on. Freshening easterly wind tonight, possibly a little rain towards dawn, and a fresh easterly wind continuing. Minimum temperature, 6 degrees centigrade. I'll just go and brush off my suit in the corner here, I think.